The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts, and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed, where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And we're very funny.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith from the Kyle Meredith With podcast. After 15 years of reporting on your favorite pop culture, Consequence of Sound is relaunching as simply Consequence. And they're kicking off this new era with a fresh rebrand and a newly designed website. The rebrand more accurately represents Consequence's expanded coverage scope, which now includes music, film, and TV, as well as Heavy Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. With a focus on optimal usability across desktop and mobile devices, the new website offers readers a sleek, fast-loading experience that's easy to navigate. Further, a new premium members section will offer features such as a customizable homepage, desktop and mobile notifications for your favorite artists, an ad-free experience, access to exclusive giveaways, and other unique content. So what are you waiting for? Head to consequence.net for your pop culture needs in both the mainstream and the underground.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris, the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With, the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks so much for checking us out, making your way here. Please do subscribe to the series if you're liking what you hear. I put out 3 new interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, know what's happening in the music world. And you can find us at all the big places like iTunes and Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, YouTube, or anywhere you like to get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today I'm talking with Bomba Estéreo. Simon is on the line to talk about the Brazilian duo's new LP, Deja, which he says they had started writing and planning the record back in 2017 around the concept, get this, of the end of the world due to the environmental crisis, and it gathered up friends from several different countries to compose and record the songs. Which in itself, the album is broken into four parts that are all based on the four elements of nature. And Simon shared his thoughts on musicians being more in tune with nature because of the rhythm that they're kind of with and next to every single day, writing about loneliness and depression, and the current Spanish wave of music that's been all over the U.S. pop charts. In fact, he'll remember early on, and this is no surprise, when they were encouraged to sing in English if they had any desire to cross over. So let's get into this. It's one of my favorite records of the year so far. Talking about Deja, it's Kyle Meredith with Bomba Estéreo.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us here in the show. Thanks.
I love what you all do. It's been so exciting to hear your music throughout the years. This new one, it feels like another level for what you all are up to right now. And I guess to lay it out a little bit, this is a four-part record, I guess four EPs set out that we'll get to in a minute. But it's something that you guys started recording before the pandemic. I would wonder, though, did what's been going on in the last year affect what you all were talking about thematically and musically on here?
Well, it was very, very curious because, yeah, we finished the album. Actually, we started making the music for the album, the music, like the instrumentals, in 2018. We were touring Europe, you know, we were in the tour bus all over Europe. And you know, when you're in tour buses, you have a lot of free time to do stuff, no? So you can either sleep or get drunk or make music. So we decided to make music, no? In paths between festival and festival, we started working with Jose, that is the Bombas guitar player. When we started making tracks and everything. And then after that tour, everyone went home. And 2019, we chose that year to be like we said, okay, we're not going to tour so much in 2019 because in 2020, we're gonna go out and tour the whole world with the album and everything. So 2019 was also slow and with very, very little shows for us, like not too much shows. So we kept on working in the music, but everyone from home in 2019. And then in 2020, when we had like plenty of instrumental and everything, and Liliana had already ideas for the music and everything, we decided to gather to finish the album. Especially the lyric part of the album, like the vocal and the more acoustic instruments and everything. And we went to where Liliana lives, that is in the north of Colombia, in the Caribbean coast. And she lives almost in front of this beautiful and amazing beach that is called Parque Tayrona. And it has the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta behind, that is this huge, enormous, beautiful mountain. And it's the only place in the earth that you have snow so close to the Caribbean Sea. It's a very, very magical place. And we set up like a mobile studio there. That this was January of 2020. And we went there, all the band, and with Lido Pimienta, and with some Cuban singers that also live in Canada and came to do choruses for the album. And Lido's husband, that is a drum player, and we were Emi, Liliana, Pacho, like everyone gathered together, and we finished recording like the last steps of the album. And always the idea of the album since 2018 or 2019 was more or less like an album that was about the end of the world and about this environmental crisis that we are living. And we had this idea in our minds, and the show, we were imagining a show that it was like a transition from this world that we live in dies and a new world arises. And we had like all this concept, and then the concept of the elements came. Okay, we're going to divide this album in the nature elements, and we're going to release it in four times and everything, like in four moments. And we finished like in February, more or less, and everyone went back home. And boom, the pandemic came. And it was like, oh, God. Fortunately, we finished the album together. Otherwise, we couldn't have finished it in distance, you know, because the album was meant to be finished all together. And then all the ideas that we had for the album became even more powerful and more urgent to say, because the pandemic like put it like more evident in front of us, no? So the concept became stronger. Yeah.
When I remember when we were in the middle of it, you know, probably summer, early fall, and we started hearing about all of these cities where the fog had lifted and the smoke and the pollution had lifted and basically just gone away, and how different that was. And you thought, you know, it is weird to say, but if there was one silver lining that came out of it at the moment, you know, that it was cleaning the earth a little bit, you know, keeping us from traveling. But even before then, I had noticed that a lot of artists that I was talking to, that was on their mind, you know, environmental catastrophe, nature, that concentration was on your mind. Why was that so important for you all to talk about?
Yeah, it's something that has been happening many years ago, no? But with the pandemic, it became more evident, no? That the harm that we are doing to the earth became more evident because we stopped, no? We stopped the rhythm and the earth, like, took a new breath, no? And the animals and everything. And I think in our case, that we live in Colombia, that is a really, really strong natural country, but it has lots of problems as well. But in general, when you make music or when you are in, like in the artistic fields, you develop some kind of sensitivity and connection with things that are like very subtle things in nature. And I think music is really connected with nature, the rhythm and harmony and melody are elements that come from nature. So when you grow up as a musician, everything you in my case, for example, it's every time is more harder, like the connection I feel with nature and especially in musical terms, and you see that everything that we know comes from there, and the rhythm comes from nature, and the melodies come from the birds, and the, you know, sound comes from nature. So you kind of begin to respect that in a different level, and connect more with those elements.
And you all, as you were saying, you broke the record up into the four elements: earth, wind, fire, water.
Yeah.
As I had to go through them. Were you all able to theme the songs that came out of that specifically towards those elements? Like, do those elements say anything specifically in the four parts?
No, it's, well, some of the songs are like directly speaking about that, but the others is not an album about the elements. The general concept is an album about connection and disconnection with nature. It's like the general concept. But then the songs, besides one or two or three that are directly speaking about the elements, for example, that song Agua, that was the first that we released, is about water. This Agua is water in Spanish. And two or three more. The others is more a kind of a conceptual link that we did, okay, with the energy of the songs, no? So the songs that are more like connected to dance and to like more grounded with the earth are in the elements earth. The ones that are like more about love are in the elements in fire, no? And we did like these conceptual connections, but I think the important thing is the general concept of the album.
With Fire, with Fuego, I mean, that's something that you all had visited before. You've got a very popular song. I'd wondered if there was a chance for a callback to that song at all with this, you know, new one.
Well, I think, and it's really, really special because the songs that we have in Fuego now are like the more, like more or less the more old school sound, bomba sounds. It sounds like really connected with the folk music of Colombia, with the cumbia and the percussion playing that we link directly with fire. No, you feel like the African percussion and everything for me is like fire, no? So yeah, it's not like a like kind of the Fuego song, but in that style of music. Yeah,
it's of course a classic. I, you know, love what you all are. I'm excited to hear that section of this record too. And I should bring up Deja because we're playing that one at FPK, and it's instantly one of my favorite songs of the year. I mean, it's so much fun. I cannot get enough of that song right now. And it's important, I think, that we bring up the message on this because, you know, we're talking about some pretty dire events happening in the world within this record. We're talking about, you know, that human disconnection that you're talking about. We're talking about nature. And on Deja, you know, it comes across to me anyway as a song about loneliness and isolation, but it's also sort of an empowerment, like you've got to get up and get moving. What's going on with that song?
Yeah, it's Liliana wrote it, and it's a song about depression and about loneliness. And because she and Lido, they wrote it together. They both passed through very, very difficult situations around depression, around people around them with really heavy, heavy depression. So yeah, it's about that, but as you said, like trying to, because when you're depressed, your energy is always like putting you down, and everything that you see is negative and is negative. It's kind of what's happening in the world today. Not so much as with when Trump was president, it was even more depressing. Today is a little bit more less depressing, but it's negative and negative energy and negative energy. So the song is about stop doing that and like go out of that and just go and swim in the seawater and let everything go, and you're gonna feel okay again. You know, it's kind of an empowerment of going out of that zone, that is surrounded by negativity all the time.
I mean, you know, there are songs that have been written that obviously weren't about the moment that we're in that have been perfectly timed out. And I really think that that's one of them. And just the obvious parts of the isolation and loneliness, you know, that I think a lot of people have felt in the past year. You know, even though, of course, I didn't know what all the words meant when I heard it, you know, that sound just felt great on top of everything. So
yeah, and the translation is because Deja, the translation is like leave behind. It's kind of leave behind all the weights that you carry, you know? Because when you're depressed, it's like you have lots of weights in your shoulders. It's like just leave behind that and let it go and just dive in the water and be free.
That's an important message. We've talked about it a little bit, but musically, where did you want to take this? Because community does become a big part of the story of this record, right?
Yeah, I feel it's a record of multiple persons and minds and energy and hearts into the record, because it's not only, you know, because Bomba Estéreo is associated only with me and Liliana, but with this record, I feel that we did it again as a band. And we haven't done that for a few years, no? Because previous records were like me and Liliana with a producer in LA and everything. But this was like, okay, we want to make this with the band. And then we worked a lot with Jose, the guitar player, that is an amazing musician. One of the best that I've worked in my life. He, amazing guitar player, an amazing writer and composer. And Pacho, who plays drums and brings all this folk music from Colombia, like all this cumbia and carnaval music. And Liliana, for the first time, worked with another singer, like writing and doing the melody, that is Lido Pimienta. and Lido brought these two girls from Cuba that are also amazing players. One of them plays the violin and they sing and play percussion also. So all the songs, what everyone was like, okay, I want to do this here, I want to do this, that. And we're like, go, go, go. So it was like energy summing. And you kind of feel it. It's kind of an eclectic album. You have like lots of different influences. And for me, it's very beautiful. And having the opportunity to do it together, not in distance, like, you know, making an album in Zoom, but together in an amazing place before the pandemic, like close the energy to make it like a great and beautiful album.
I think that's really important. The multicultural aspect of this. I say that especially as someone in America who for the past 4 years have had to deal with the word walls,
yeah.
You know, and we had this really horrible person that was trying to shut anyone that didn't look like me out of the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's really refreshing to hear yourself, other artists talking about wanting to do, you know, I mean, I guess that was part of the importance, it sounds like, to go along with it, that it wasn't just the people around you, that it was people all around the world.
Yeah. And I think, and music, for me, the most interesting music is when you feel kind of that diversity, you know, you listen and it's not only, okay, this is this genre, but this has like African influence, but electronic, but Latin, but I don't know, Europe or white influence, is like a merge. And for me, the most interesting music is today is that one. Otherwise, a little bit boring and it's a little bit radical. Just try to do one style, you know, and it becomes like a little bit boring to hear the same music and the same beat, and you know, but when it has different influences from all over the place and around the music that we like, makes it very interesting and very open in a world that's trying to put walls, no? Because now the world is in the middle of, okay, we're gonna close everything with walls, or we're gonna be together again, no?
And it's interesting timing too, because here in America, you know, maybe it's the opposition, the cultural opposition, even without having to think about it subconsciously. But in America, we are seeing the biggest wave of Spanish and Latin speaking music, you know, on the top of our charts and everything, which happens every now and then. But I feel like this is the biggest wave that's ever happened. Are you all feeling that from your end? I mean, are you all sensing that's happening in America too?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's happening. You know, it's happening with reggaeton, no? That is one of the good things that I found about that music, because in some other ways I do not agree with something that happened with that type of music. But I think it's great that Spanish music, and obviously the United States is full of Latin people, no? So so that's obvious for it to happen. But for me, it's amazing because back in the time, we were in a situation that if you don't do music in English, even if you're a Spanish speaker, you have to do music in English to cross the market. I think today that is something for the past. No, you don't have to do. You do music in the tongue that you speak. You don't have to do music in English to cross the markets. And for me, that's amazing. Because otherwise happened the opposite, no? Here we listen to music in English and we're not telling you guys, hey, you have to sing Spanish to come to Colombia. So it's kind of a leveling a bit the equation that for me is really interesting and unfair for artists in Latin America.
Yeah, that it's always been absurd. Even in English-speaking music, you know, if you came from British, you had to sing with an American accent.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then the 90s changed that with, you know, Blur and Britpop. I mean, they were like, you know, who made these rules? Because obviously,
it's absurd.
You just want a good song. I want a good song. There's never a moment where I turn on one of your all songs and I think, oh, I wish this were in English. I don't care. It's a great song, you know?
Yeah, and you connect with the music. And if you're very curious, you just put the lyric in Google and it translates. And that's it.
Which I did for this interview a few times, you know, just to make sure I did what I needed to do. Simon, I love what you all do. This new record right here is so good. Thank you all so much for continuing to do what you do and for taking the time to talk about it. This has been really cool.
No, thank you very much. Always a pleasure, and thanks for inviting and having the music. Thanks.
Absolutely. We'll see you around when that happens for everybody. I can't wait to see this big concept live that you're talking about.
Have to see what's going to happen with the shows. Maybe that big concept and is video and scenery and everything. Maybe it's going to be a little bit smaller.
Either way, we'll be having fun with the music.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
My thanks to Simon Bamba Estéreo. Look for the new record called Deja. Big thanks to you for checking out this episode. Before you get out, please do hit the subscribe button. Again, 3 new interviews every week, with brand new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can find us at Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Acast, Podchaser, and YouTube if you want to watch the video version of this or any of the interviews. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all of them at Kyle Meredith. I'm also over on TikTok at KyleMeredith81. Please like and follow along, and make sure to say hi when you do. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.